City Clerk Linda Tyer first pitched the idea in 2010. 4 years later, she was able to convince Mayor Dan Bianchi and other decision makers to fund the $6,000 initiative to get iPads in the hands of city councilors. A former city councilor herself, Tyer says the city spends more than $100 printing agendas and documents each council meeting.
The opportunity to be leaner and greener and more efficient in the work that we do here in the city clerk's office as it relates to the city council. They have 21 meetings a year. The meeting packets can be over 100 pages long. We were making 11 copies.
Councilor John Kroll started using his own iPad about 3 years ago. He says this move is long overdue.
So I've refused to take the paper packets and instead, you know, use an iPad at the city council meeting. But, you know, we've got a long way to go to make city government, maybe not fully paperless, but there is a lot of trees being killed because of municipalities probably all over the state and all over the country.
President Melissa Mazzeo has been on the council for 5 years.
I have containers at home where I've saved every piece of, you know, every item on the agenda, my subcommittee paper. I've saved all of that because you may not go back and look at everything, but there are times when I've gone back to look at a few things.
Stylus pens and keyboards allow counselors to mark PDF files using a software system that mimics hard copies. Mazzeo says even though she has used an iPad for personal use for years, there is a learning curve when it comes to digital note-taking and other tasks. She says it will take time for her and others to become comfortable with the electronic tablet.
You know, it's more important to get the documents and understand it than it is to jump to these iPads. So, you know, I want them to have both. I want them to be comfortable. We've got budgets coming up. I can imagine everyone's going to be, you know, I'm going to have a hard copy of the budget. There's no way I'm doing all of this budget on my iPad. There's way too much to do.
Tyer has held training sessions and plans to wean the counselors off paper during the next 3 or 4 meetings. The tablets give counselors easy access to the city code, charter, and contact information while preventing them from downloading applications, music, or movies, according to Tyer. She says the latter will help counselors separate personal matters from city business.
If you're using your home device for your city council work, that device is subject to the public records law.
Counselors can take the iPads with them and access the internet during meetings. Mazzeo says she has been concerned about mobile phones being a distraction in the past.
They've had their cell phones on their desks and God only knows what they're doing with their cell phones. So, you know, I just hope that everybody's there doing the right thing.
Kroll doesn't see the iPads creating a distraction.
It gives you greater level of access to all kinds of information. But I would say that every counselor is very focused on the issue at hand.
Kroll says the paperless effort could spread to other city departments.
I still get mailed paper agendas for several, you know, subcommittees from, you know, the school committee agenda.
Springfield City Councilors were issued iPads in 2012. Meanwhile, New York State Assemblyman Jim Todisco has been urging state government to reduce its paper trail for several years.
For a number of years in this legislative body on both sides, it's been paper, paper everywhere, but not a dollar saved.
The Republican says the state legislature spends $13 million a year on paper printing and more than $40 million to haul the waste. Todisco says voters can approve a ballot question in November that would have New York join states like Connecticut and New Jersey that have gone digital.
When that happens, Mother Nature will be smiling. A tear may come down from her eyes, but she will be very happy.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.